There are people that come into our lives that are meek, that are mild, that are quiet, not like me. And then there are others who come in and quickly, with their booming, breathtaking, stunningly beautiful presence, make their lives known to you. I haven't known this woman very long, but what I do know is that she has already impacted my lives in ways that she would never possibly imagine. She is a wonderful entertainer and a beautiful spirit, always making people welcome wherever she is with that beautiful presence that she has. I have the pleasure of introducing Miss Desiree De Mornay as our guest speaker today.
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Today, I really didn't expect to be as moved as I am. I first must say to you, this organization, what a great safe haven you have created for people of everywhere, of any color, any race, any gender. So I'm honored to be here this morning. I was asked to speak about my experiences being transgendered, but I'm more than transgendered. Am I black? Yes, I am. Am I gay? Yes, I am. Am I entertainer? Yes, I am. Am I a brother, a sister, a parent? Yes, I am. But the most important thing for me is that I'm human. Growing up, I didn't have, one of those fairy tale childhood. From the time I was 8 to 13, I was brutally molested. Then when I was 19, I was raped on my way home from a modeling gig. And what I say to you this day, I'm still human. I have endured prejudice that I never thought I would ever understand. How could someone hurt someone's spirit, their heart, and their soul of the very essence of who they are? How could you go out and punch someone in the face or stab them or shoot them? And although a lot of people who are, I'm going to use the word addicted. Addiction is very powerful. And I've learned that in this society, that our society is addicted to being ill-informed, miseducated about people in general. And like I said, although I am African-American and I'm transgendered, I am more than that. And I'm no different from my Caucasian brothers and sisters, my Latino brothers and sisters, my Asian brothers and sisters. I just want everyone to realize that it is time to educate ourselves about who we are as a people. It took me a long time for me to be comfortable with who I am. I'm going to be 43 next month. And I've worked hard. I guess the word that I use for myself is that I'm a survivor. What these women they describe today have endured, I have also endured. But it's by God's graces that I'm not one of those statistics. I am so blessed beyond measure Life is a very important thing. And we spend most of our lives hating and just being addicted to negativity. And when you are an addict of disbelief, an addict of miseducation, being ill-informed about who you are and what you will never prosper in life. When they say that knowing is half the battle, they said a mouthful when they said that. You know, I work in the industry of female impersonation, and I've done that. And I'm very blessed that I've been able to entertain all over this country. I probably have had more blessings than most. But the thing that I say that we have made it hard for some of these young women, whether they're black or white, it is because of the miseducation and being ill-informed about who we are as a person that you don't want us working next to you. You don't want to understand who we are. But I say to you that we bleed just like you do. Amen. We breathe just like you do. And our hearts hurt just like yours do. And a lot of people, they want to tell you how you're supposed to live your life. And I've heard many contradictions about what God wants. And the only thing I can say is that I believe God with all of my heart, and I just don't believe God made mistakes. So I'm sharing a little bit of myself with you today, only to say that when you see someone and you know that they're transgendered, and whether it's a transgendered man or a transgendered woman, because it's already hard trying to just be you. And I say to anyone, you know, someone asks me, you know, why would you choose this? Who chooses to be this? Who chooses to be annihilated? Who chooses to be beaten? Who chooses to be cussed out and ridiculed for just being who you want to be? I'm happy with me. And a lot of people are not happy. They're not happy. So I say to you, if you're not happy, just go to the mirror and look at yourself and appreciate who you are and what God has blessed you to be. You only get one life, and I say live it. Thank you so much for having me this morning.